Now, thirdly, we come to virya, which means vigor or energy, and is technically defined by Shantideva in the Bodhicharya Avatara as energy in pursuit of the good. Not just any old energy, any old vigor, but energy in pursuit of the good in the sense of nirvana. That is real energy or real vigor. Now, energy or vigor can be of two kinds. It can be either subjective or objective. Now, as subjective, it corresponds to samyakvyana, right effort, which is the sixth step of the Noble Eightfold Path. Right effort, as you probably know, consists in the effort to eradicate unskillful states of mind which have arisen, to prevent the arising of unskillful states which haven't arisen, to cultivate skillful states which have arisen, and to bring forth skillful states which have not yet arisen in one's mind. This is the fourfold right effort, the effort to eliminate all unskillful states and cultivate all skillful states of mind. The unskillful, of course, being those rooted in greed, in anger and bewilderment or delusion, and the skillful, those which are rooted in generosity, in love, and in understanding. So, this is the subjective side of right effort as applied to one's own mental contents. Then the objective side of right effort, or the objective side of virya, or vigor rather, consists in the doing of good works. Doing something to help others physically, without setting out of physical effort and trouble and difficulty. And both, of course, are of importance. Both must be present. We find that the Buddha, in his discourses, in his sermons, always insisted upon the importance of energy. He would always be stirring his monks. He never used to allow them to sit idle, never allow them just to pass the time. He always insisting they should be doing something, not of course rushing hither and thither, but at work, either on their own minds or doing something for the benefit of other people. That's because it's very easy to become lazy, it's very easy to become slothful. It's very easy to think, well, just for a few weeks I'll let things slide. Won't go to the vihara, won't listen to any lectures, won't meditate. Just let things slide, just take them easy. It's very easy to do this sort of thing. So therefore the Buddha was always insisting on virya or vigor or energy all the time. Now, there's a very interesting little story in the Jataka book which illustrates this question of energy. The Buddha is supposed to have told the story. Apparently the god Indra, the same one that we encountered earlier on in the lecture, the god Indra was on a journey. So he came to the banks of a great river, an enormous river, miles and miles across. And just down by the edge of the water he found a little squirrel. So the squirrel was behaving in a rather extraordinary manner. It kept dipping its tail, its big bushy tail, into the water of the river, then lifting it out and sprinkling the water on the dry land. So the king of the gods, Indra, said to the squirrel, "What on earth are you doing?" So the squirrel replied quite cheerfully, "I'm emptying all the water of the river onto the dry land." So Indra said, "You foolish little creature, do you really think that you can do that?" So he said, "Yes, it's only a question of going on long enough." So Indra was quite impressed by that, and the Buddha commented, "Yes, the effort may appear to be small. We may not appear to be doing very much, may not appear to be making very much progress, but if we carry on long enough..." After all, a house may be very big, but a house is built by putting just one brick on top of another. We all know this, but it's very difficult to apply it. We may not be very impressed by our own efforts. We may think, well, I only read maybe one book on Buddhism every month. I meditate just 5 or 6 minutes a day. That isn't much. I hear one lecture a week or every 2 weeks. That isn't much. But if you keep it up, if it's regular, if you put this energy into it consistently, regularly, if you make a regular effort, however small, if it's only regular, if it's only kept up, then the effect, the results, they do accumulate. So therefore this effort, this persistence, this vigour, energy, is very, very important. Now, of course, it can go to extremes like the other faculties, like the other spiritual senses. What is extreme in this case? Restlessness. Not energy in pursuit of the good, but just energy in pursuit of anything. Anything to, as it were, get away, to be distracted. Very often to get away from oneself. So you get some people, you probably all know them very well, they can't settle down. They always want to be on the move, always on the go, doing something. Sort of neurotic compulsion to do something, to be busy. They can't sit still, they can't sit down. Can't take things easy in a relaxed, sensible sort of way. Their effort isn't smooth, it's restless and agitated and jerky. So this is because it's one-sided. It hasn't been balanced by its counterbalancing faculty or spiritual sense, which is, of course, samadhi.